AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment every Wednesday is courtesy of Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We offer a full line of Yokohama tires, the Geolander AT-GO15, Yokohama MT-GO03, and the Avid Ascend LX. So whether you're on or off-road, Yokohama tires will get you where you're going safely. And while you're here for tires, we can service your vehicle as well. Our experienced, certified staff can handle repairs including brakes, shocks, tune-ups, alignments, and more. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, your Yokohama dealer. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
It is priceless. KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this beautiful Wednesday morning, the 6th of September, partly cloudy, 57 degrees. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Tasia Markowitz. Tasia is the director of the Teachers College Literacy Center at Emporia State University. Tasia, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, glad to have you on. Thanks for letting us know here about Kansas Literacy Week. And before we start talking about maybe some of the activities that are yet to come and some that have already taken place here so far across the state, maybe you can give us a little bit of history on Kansas Literacy Week and really why this is important to you.
Absolutely. Well, I believe this is the 9th year that the Kansas Literacy Week has been in action. Dr. Dennis Keir, the previous director, started this before I came on board. It's quite a treat. We do go up to the Capitol and meet with Governor Kelly. She signs a proclamation, and then we have the honor of supporting and encouraging literacy across the state. From year to year, this kind of varies with the themes that we have in place, but the main goal is to just help all of our listeners, all Kansans, know why literacy, specifically early literacy, is important and how easy it is to just incorporate it into your day. It doesn't have to be this formal sit-down, read-aloud. It can be something as simple as pointing out, the Big M at McDonald's or print at the grocery store or even, listening to a book on tape in the car.
And Tasia Markowitz with us, our primetime newsmaker guest this morning. Tasia is the director of the Teachers College Literacy Center at Emporia State. Well, let's talk about the Literacy Center, Tasia, and your mission. What exactly happens?
Absolutely. We are there to support, like I said, early literacy. Most of our work works with either parents, child care providers, or early childhood centers across the state, and specifically in the Tri-County area.
What type of connections has the Literacy Center been able to build here, I guess, maybe when it comes to the education side across the state and even at the, I guess, the interpersonal levels here across the state over the last few years?
Absolutely. Great question. So we have many connections through some of our work that we've done with Dolly Parton Imagination Library. We supported with some funding through some other grants, 11 counties get started with the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. And that we were really excited about that. As you know, the Flint Hills here in this area supports that initiative. So we were glad we were able to help with that. What's really great is we have Emporia State educators, soon-to-be educators, student teachers, and students interested in education. And they have been able to connect with people across the state. We had a program called Tale Time, where they did a virtual read-aloud, and we had participants from 70 different counties in Kansas. What a cool experience for the student teachers to be. It was really fun. A few of our students even were able to connect with their previous kindergarten teachers back home, in western Kansas or wherever. So keeping those connections with our students on campus was really special. And then here with Kansas Literacy Week, we also are going to have some of our local students go out and read to some of the local child care centers in the Emporia area.
Well, I just want to know how much busier, Tasia, you have been, because I think people are really starting to get the picture of the importance of early childhood care and early childhood education. We seem to have more centers and school districts popping up all over the place. Is that what you're seeing?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Specifically here, I can speak to the Tri-County area. Probably 8 years ago, the number of child care centers available, specifically in the rural school districts, were minimal. And it still continues, you know, to be a concern. And many of the school districts have added on that layer of either preschool or child care. And, you know, just making sure that we have books and early literacy activities in all those spaces, it is quite a treat for us to be able to serve.
Tasia, from your perspective, how do you measure gains and growth in literacy, especially at the early ages, or maybe even for adults who maybe want to improve their literacy skills? How do you wind up measuring the success and working towards that?
Yeah, that's a really great question. You know, literacy is always growing, and the younger children, or with early literacy specifically in early education, there are several components that need to really be measured or added in, you know, play with language, which brings me to one of our events for Kansas Literacy Week. We've got a nursery rhyme day, and so, you know, just that ability to manipulate sounds and hear sounds, like that's just a fun way to add in. Of course, being able to identify name and being able to understand that pictures and print have meaning. Those are some of the ways that we can measure early literacy.
Let's talk a minute about the Kansas State Board of Education allotment of some $15 million to address early literacy, what it's called Language Essentials for Teachers of Reading and Spelling. Talk about that initiative and how it's been put into play.
Well, you know, it's really great to see that we are putting money where it's most important. So that's probably all I'm going to say about that right now, which is super exciting.
Let's talk a little bit, too, about some of the different things that are still... Let's talk about the schedule here across the state, because there's been a couple of activities earlier in the week. Today happens to be, I think, as you mentioned, National Read a Book Day, and then International Literacy is coming up on Friday. So what are some of the different activities that at least are tentatively planned or scheduled here coming up here this week?
Yes, we'll get started. So Monday, we encourage everyone to wear shirts that have prints or images on there. Again, just recognizing that letters and images have meaning. Tuesday, we encourage everyone to follow a recipe. Again, that's just another example of using literacy in everyday life. Today, we want people to read in a unique space. It could be in the car, under a tree, you name it. I'm sure you have a favorite space you like to read. Thursday, like I said, is the nursery rhyme. Friday, find letters everywhere. That's that environmental print piece. Saturday, we love to encourage all Kansans to visit their local library. So get out there, and if you don't have a library card, get one. If you have a library card, see what's happening at your local library. So many great things are happening there. And then Sunday, as you know, is Grandparents' Day, and whether your grandparents are near and far, or if you have other special family members, just share a book with them. Because, you know, one of the great things about reading is it's a connection and building a relationship when you share a great book and language and talk about what's happening in the story.
Outstanding. Well, Tasia, in case people would like to learn more about the Literacy Center, where do they find more information about that?
If they can find us on Facebook or Instagram, the Teachers College Literacy Center at ESU.
Easy enough.
And they can always, yep, where they can always reach out to me. So.
Well, Tasia, we appreciate your time this morning. Keep up the great work.
Great. Thanks for having us. And, you know, if you guys happen to have a chance to read a book today in somewhere unique, pop the picture of it, if you would, on our page. And you might just win some free books, if we are doing a giveaway for all of our participants.
Nice.
Okay, good deal.
I might find me under a tree then.
Reading a book. With a mask to get away from that haze.
Tasia, thanks.
Thanks, Tasia.
Right.
Appreciate it. Yeah, Tasia Markowitz, current director of the Teachers College Literacy Center at Emporia State, on our primetime newsmaker this morning.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of our morning show, this week's schedule is about as full as it comes, and next week's is filling up pretty rapidly as well. So let us know, 620-342-1400, or email us, kvue@kvue.com. Gary Post will be joining us tomorrow. He is going to be wearing his Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 7957 hat, because we're going to be talking about upcoming deadlines for the Voice Voice of Democracy and Patriots Pen essay contest. Friday, Deb Fuller joins us to talk about random acts of patriotism.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire. KVOE Live and Local, 732, 57 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Looking for financial education help? Maybe want to use a calculator or budgeting tool. Check out Bonsai, spelled B-A-N-Z-A-I, on ESFCU.com.